Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. Good morning and happy Monday. Happy Monday. Oh my goodness. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are live back in the studio, live in the studio of WCNO. And it feels like ages since we have not been here.
Yeah, it feels like a long time. We're glad to be back with you, Dad Up Nation.
Oh, my goodness. So, welcome, everyone, to this, our Dad Up Radio Show. We were off the air for about 2 weeks.
Yes.
And that was because this station, like most other radio stations, the Christian radio stations, they take a time off at least twice per year to speak directly to their listening audience, some of whom are Dad Up Nation listeners, to appeal for funding to keep the station going. And so our program was one that was preempted. We come in the mornings at 8:30, and in order to reach the audience of this wonderful station, the management took that spot and reached out to the Radioland?
WCNO Nation.
WCNO Radioland. And they didn't reach the intended target. They didn't reach it yet. But I want to talk about that this morning a little bit, Charles. By the way, man, welcome back. It's so nice to see you, man.
Best day ever.
We have got to have the other crew members come in. As a matter of fact, the last Friday of this month, I'm hoping we can have all the crew members back in. It will be our 3 month anniversary.
All right.
And it is vital that we talk about that, because like this station, we too have to get the funding that we need in order to continue. But I want to tell you, brother, what I find to be encouraging every time I have listened to the prayer and praise portion of this station, it's like nail biting. Like Thursday, they were not even 100,000. They needed 200 and something thousand for the 6 months. Mm-hmm. It's like my car insurance. Why don't they just bill me the whole year? they do it half yearly. But God showed up in a mighty way, and even though the station did not get all it needs for the entire 6 months, God showed up in a mighty way for them.
Yes, He always does. And whenever we're feeling like there's nothing else, that's when He shows up.
And quite honestly, my brother, that's where I'm feeling God is going to show up for us on the Dad Up Radio Show. Amen. Because We need Him big time. We're not panicking, but we need Him big time. I have so much to talk to you about. But first of all, man, for 2 weeks, I haven't seen you. And I trust that you and your family are doing well. I met you at a men's conference.
That was really powerful.
Oh, my goodness. Last week, I was meant to be in prison twice a year. Yeah, I know. Twice a year, I go into prison with Kairos Prison Ministry. And we were meant to go in last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and finish yesterday, Sunday. But the prison was on lockdown. And we couldn't, there was no movement. You've been there.
Yes.
You have worked, how many years?
I worked 13 years.
13 years. Yes. So, unfortunately, the wonderful inmates used their skills
and their numbers.
Yes. My goodness, sometimes you hear of some things that the guys do.
Right.
And you would think if these guys were on the outside and they use all that smart, they could change the world. Change the world.
There are some very talented guys that are in our jails and prisons, but for maybe one bad decision or being in the wrong area or making a wrong choice, You know, I can remember my lieutenant, one of my lieutenants used to always say that we should treat them with respect because they are people. And some of us, if we made one wrong choice, we could be in here.
Yeah.
So I always took that to heart.
Yeah. So we were unable to meet with those wonderful dads behind bars, but it is set for the weekend of Halloween. I thought, okay, it's a good thing I'm not superstitious.
Right.
But we didn't get to go in, and that was disappointing. But yet, I told myself, and the leader for that group, 59, I reminded him that even we plan every year, we have a 9-week plan before going in. And all the 9 weeks we have been meeting every Thursday from 6 until 9 to prepare for this weekend that went by, God knew all along that it wasn't going to happen.
Yes, yes.
He wasn't disappointed. He wasn't caught off guard. And so from a human point of view, you'd almost say, well, why did he make us do all that? And yet, quite frankly, Charles, the 9 weeks we got a chance to bond as a team. In fact, one of our former guests was meant to be in.
Okay.
I've forgotten his name, but it will come back. he came with his two children. You remember that?
Oh, yes. Oh, wow.
Oh, so I'm glad I'm not the only one who can't remember his name. But yes, he came. He was meant to come also, and it didn't happen. But we're asking you, please, to pray for us and the upcoming weekends. One of the things we do that the father-child connection is that we don't just work with dads on the outside in the so-called free world. Mm-hmm. We work with incarcerated dads, and God shows up every time.
Yes.
God shows up. In fact, one of the reasons the prison allows us to come in twice per year is that their records show, this is not just we feel good and we think it is doing this, their records show that the participants of the prison ministry, the Kairos ministry, their rate of recidivism, when they go out, the rate of those guys coming in back through the sort of revolving door is far less than those who have not participated. And so we get favors that would normally not happen because they see that this program works.
And you know, it has been my experience working in jails and prisons that there are so many men and women in there with no hope.
Yeah.
And your program gives them hope.
Yeah.
Because most of them at some point will get out.
Yeah.
And they have to have hope, and they have to feel good about themselves. Even though it will be tough, they have to have hope that things will get better.
Amen. Part of our role, though, is to work with those who haven't gone yet, that they don't end up there, which is why we are so honored to be on this show. So, my brother, let's talk for a moment. We started this show on August 1st, 2025. It was on a Friday.
Yes.
We had you in, we had Bob, we had Bill, we had Mike, and we had an amazing debut.
Yes, we did.
And based on the feedback that we get through email and through texts and even the station itself, people like what we're doing. Well, they might hopefully like us, but even if they don't, they like there's a show that is father-specific and father-focused.
Yes.
But in order to continue beyond our three-month anniversary, and I want to say thanks to our sponsors. We have had a number of individuals, and our major sponsor has been Nolan Pest Control, Lawn Care, and a company. Pest Control and Lawn Care Company. They have been our major sponsor, and they said to me when we started, they will fund us for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And see how it goes, and see how it goes. And we have had individuals and other small companies who have sponsored us, but just like this station that had a sort of appeal to the listening audience, and they didn't reach their target, but they have been around for 35 years, living by faith.
That's true.
Every year for the past 35 years. I have a feeling that this could be our Abraham Isaac story. As a matter of fact, I want us to read that this morning, my brother, for two main reasons. Because on Mondays, we focus on the S of spies. And for those who are listening for the first time, what we do, we follow an acronym around here to guide our discussions, and it's called SPIES. So on Mondays,
we have the spiritual.
And Tuesdays, tomorrow,
we have physical.
And then Wednesday,
intellectual / mental health.
And Thursday,
emotional well-being.
And Friday,
social well-being.
Yes, but today we're doing spiritual. And let me be frank with you, man. One of the reasons I enjoy doing this is that even though we could spend the entire half an hour on a Monday to do Bible study, the time that we have each time when we look from the scriptures, there are so many things that are Father specific, which is why this morning, when I look at this story, Brother Charles, from Genesis 22, where God told Abraham, commanded Abraham to go offer his son as a sacrifice. I could go off on a tangent and talk about, well, why on earth did Abraham think it was from God when child sacrifice was not part of his religion? And since God doesn't tempt us with evil, if God came to me and say, go murder somebody, I'd say, that is definitely the devil.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's
because
right.
He doesn't tempt us.
That's right.
So why did Abraham think it was God that told him to do something that was obvious? I could go down a lane and have a big discussion about that. But again, back to why I find Mondays to be so interesting, as the other days, is that when we read a scripture, we hone in on how it applies to fathers. And then I hope we'll have some time, because we have to make some time to talk about how this passage applies to us as a show, the Dad Up Radio show. So I want you to start reading from where the son asked his dad a question. And yes, so the backdrop, and those of you who are listening, most of you know this story. Abraham and Sarah prayed to God for a son. God finally showed up and gave them a son. But then God then asked Abraham to go sacrifice the same son he had prayed for, the son that had promise attached to him. And Abraham obeyed.
Yes.
It doesn't say whether or not in his mind there were loads of questions, but I couldn't.
I imagine they were. So
he's walking for 3 days, walking. He was rich enough to have a Rolls Royce. chariot, camel, whatever. But while he was traveling for 3 days, you know how time has a way of making you.
Yes.
So Abraham must have been asking all sorts of questions, at least not out loud. But the son had a question for him.
Yes.
And where's that? What verse is that?
This is Genesis chapter 22, verse 7. And it says, "And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
All right. So that part puzzles me. It amazes me, Charles. Why did the son ask his, no, this is not one of DGJ, this is not a joke, this is a question. Why did Isaac ask dad about the sacrifice? And I want to hear your thoughts on that. But here is what I thought. This was not the first time that Isaac and his dad did this exercise, which speaks to what sort of dad Abraham was and what sort of dad we should be. Our sons, our daughters should see us praying, should hear us praying. They should see us writing our tithe and say, Dad, what is that for?
Right.
And we explaining. So Isaac knows this, something was missing.
Yes. Yes, like you say, obviously they've done this together.
They have done this before together.
Several times or many times, and he knew what was required.
Mm.
And on this instance, okay, we have the fire, we have the wood, but we don't have the lamb.
Something is missing.
Something's missing.
Oh, man. Bill said it. I hope he's listening. Bill said it to me when I was talking to him prior to starting the show, and I said, "How, man, my greatest title is to be a dad." And he corrected me. We could debate it, but he corrected me because he has a point. Well, before you became a dad, you were a son. And what sort of son you are very often determines what sort of dad you become. So Isaac was watching his dad,
mm-hmm.
and his dad was watching God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You could relate to that. My dad was not a Christian, unfortunately, but at some stage in your dad's life, a bit late, but better late than never.
That's true. And he became a Christian.
You watched him as he watched God.
Yes, I watched him transform his life and become a new creation, and it was a powerful change. Not that my dad was a bad man. But the change that was in him, it softened him some, because being a career police officer, he had to have some hardness to him. But it softened him to where you could see God working through him, and you could see how he's helping other brothers in their relationship with God.
Man, what was Abraham's answer to the son?
Chapter 8 says, "And Abraham said, 'My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering.' So they went both of them together."
So there are times that our children may ask, "Dad, how am I going to go to school? How am I going?" And quite honestly, we may not have a clue practically where it's going to come from. But one, it's our job to create a sense of safety mm-hmm. in our homes. And then go behind the scenes, and if we need to panic by ourselves between us and God. But Abraham could have said, "I don't know, son. I don't know what on earth." Thereby, should I say, spilling doubt into his son's mind. But he assured him everything will be okay, even if he didn't know for sure how God was going to do it. And I think that says a whole lot about what we as dads need to do. There are times, man, I don't know what.
Right.
I don't know how the bill is going to be paid or how things are going to turn out. But in order to be the sort of Abraham to my family, I have to make sure that I project calm and confidence mm-hmm. in God.
And that's part of teaching our children, as you say, because if they see us with that confidence and they see us believing, that will also say, okay, if my dad can believe in God, why can't I? Because even though Abraham didn't know it at the time,
no, he didn't.
We know from our reading and studying of the Bible that the word says that God will supply all our needs.
Yeah. Yeah. So Isaac's faith was somehow built up on his dad's faith.
Yes.
And that speaks volumes that as dads, we have to project confidence, we have to project faith, even when the circumstances around us and around our families do not seem to be bright, is to keep trusting God, because one, our relationship with God and depends on it. But two, the relationship of our family members, and I dare say those who are watching us, could often be dependent upon how we respond to difficult situations.
Right. And at this point, Abraham had all kinds of instances where God told him and he believed and God came through on his promises. My pastor, Bishop Yuma Miller, said yesterday that when our hope may be fading or our faith may be weak, we can look around us and we have all kinds of evidence,
clouds of witnesses,
of God's faithfulness.
Yeah. So two things I want to do this morning, brother, is translate that story, well, we have already started, to dads and what we should do for ourselves and our families, but also into this program and its future. But before we go there, let's go to something we haven't done for a long time. Yeah. DGJ, Dad's Got Jokes. I just got a text from Bob, one of our co-hosts, and I'm not sure if he knows we are live, but he wasn't saying so far, you guys are doing a great job. He wants me to call him because he's very important, and I'm going to call him. He probably has some good news for us here, man. But let's do something really fun. Not that what we're doing isn't fun, but I love DJ Jake. Dad's Got Jokes. Laughter is medicine. Yeah. Laughter is medicine. Let me hear yours,
man. Well, I can tell you about my dog, which is probably a joke in itself because as big as I am, I have a 7.5-pound Yorkshire Terrier.
I know, man. I saw that.
So, yeah, people laugh at that, saying the two extremes.
The two extremes. You are so unconventional one would think you would have one of those super big...
Oh, yeah.
I
wanted a German Shepherd, but my wife wanted a Yorkshire Terrier, and I got outvoted 1-1 because her vote carried more weight.
All right. So. That's a good joke, too. But, yeah, let's hear the other one.
Well, I want to tell you how smart my Yorkie is, you know, because I asked her what was 2 minus 2, and she said nothing.
Well, she should. She said, all right, that's a good one. Said nothing. Yeah, all right. So, as you can see, I won't take my hat off. By the way, those who are watching, no, you're not watching, listening. We have our dad hat on. I went to my barber over the weekend, and I got some bad news from him, which made me quite upset.
Okay.
He said he can't cut my hair any longer.
Okay.
Seriously, I was so disappointed. He cannot cut my hair any longer.
Okay.
But he can cut it shorter.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Good, because he can't cut it longer.
Yeah. We came back with a home run. There we go.
Oh, gee. I'd like to hear from you, listening audience, if you think my joke was better than Bob's. I mean, Charles, text me and let us know. But more importantly, if you wish to support us and to help this program, the Dad Up Radio Show, continue beyond the last of October, we need to hear from you. One of our key sponsors, Nuzzle Nolan Pest Control and Lawn Care Company, sponsored us for the most part of August and September. I mean, August?
September.
And October.
October, yes.
Right. And we have had various individuals who have sponsored us to make up the portion that was short each month. But we're coming up to October, and if we don't get from our listening audience sponsors to go beyond October, DGJ and all the others will stop. It will go quiet. But the reason I love this story that you read there, brother, it reminds me of my role as a dad. Mm-hmm. But it also reminds me that God has been faithful. He has always been faithful. He has been to this program over the past 35 years. And they need far more than we do to keep this station going. But God has shown up for them. And even though this time they have not reached what they need to reach, 250,000, I think, for the 6 months, God showed up in a mighty way the last day, last Friday, and they will be able to continue until God brings in the others. But we need your help. We're asking you to call us and text us and email us at 561-229-2379. That's 561-229-2379. You can call or text us, or you can email us at dadup at thefatherchildconnection.org. Dad up at thefatherchildconnection.org. You can also visit our website and find the donate tab and make a donation there at www.thefatherchildconnection.org. We need your help in your prayers. We need your help through your hours. That's volunteering at least 1 hour per week. And we need your help through your dollars.
Yes.
We are almost at the end of this show here. But again, I'm grateful to you, man. Thank you again for being here after 2 weeks
of
hiatus. We want to thank God for this station that gives us the platform to talk to and with our fathers and father figures. And I must tell you, even if this program does not continue after October 30th or 31st, I can tell you one of the many things that came out of being on the air. We have a new chapter that will be starting in Delray Beach. Sherman, one of our listeners, man, and his church have stepped up big time, and we are partnering with them and hopefully other churches in the area to do Operation Daducation at Pine Grove Elementary School in Delray. And I am so excited. This would not have happened had he not heard us on this show here in this station. So, man, I don't know what God is going to do beyond this month, but I'm going to be like Abraham, and I'm going to say the Lord will provide. Yes. In the meantime, we trust him, and we continue talking to, talking with, and encouraging our fathers and our father figures to be better spies, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially. Yes. We want to encourage them to keep doing their God-given role. And we want to thank all the guests that we have had.
Yes.
I mean, we need to revisit with our Delaware brother, man. Seriously.
Yes.
we have got to call him back. One of our co-hosts wanted so much to be in on that interview. But,
okay. Yeah.
So we're going to do
that. I'll talk
that
with him, yeah.
Yes, please.
You know, one of the things that I really love about God is when things look bleak, he reveals a little bit more of himself to us. Or a little bit more of his character and a little bit more of who he is, his faithfulness.
One of your verses that I know you love is his word is a lamp unto our feet. Not a spotlight, not a laser thing going down the road, but one step at a time.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, man. And so while God is growing this program, he's growing our faith because we're being strengthened to believe in
Amen.
Him too.
Amen.
All right. Well, listen, we are grateful again for this time. Please call us. Please email us. Please text us. Please pray for us because we look forward to being used by God to touch more lives and more fathers. And we say to all our listening audience,
all right, Dad,
Dad up. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.